While the veto was expected, it still struck a sour chord with many ag groups after the resolution won bipartisan support in both the House and Senate, along with a federal court injunction against the rule. National Cattlemen's Beef Association spokesperson Chase Adams says the litigation process will prove costly and long.
NCBA is very disappointed that the president chose to veto this over the will of Congress. Both chambers of Congress passed this WOTUS resolution by strong bipartisan majorities, and we're very disappointed that the president chose to ignore that and now forces us to continue on with very costly and very long delay litigation.
Adams says WOTUS exceeds congressional intent and Supreme Court ruling to narrow the Clean Water Act.
The president fails to understand that these resources are regulated at the state level. They are also taken care of by stewards of the land like farmers and ranchers. We rely on clean resources. We rely on clean water and the preservation of our natural resources. And what the president needs to understand is that this is nothing but a land grab by the EPA.
But the litigation process against the WOTUS rule does continue.